Thanks for tuning in to WYSO on NPR One and WYSO.org. Think you're busy? Feel like you're running around all the time? Culture Couch, our arts and creativity series, met a guy who's in perpetual motion. He's an Ivy League educated researcher and professor at the University of Dayton who's also a gifted jazz pianist. And he's trying to be at the top of his game in both worlds. Community Voices producer and WYSO jazz host Dave Barber introduces us to Keigo Hirakawa.
It's hard to balance family, work, and music. The amount of time that I spend for work, work meaning research, is nonstop. I go in the shower, still think about solving certain equations. And then I come out of the shower and I'm driving to work and I'm thinking about music and certain rhythmic patterns or certain ideas that I have for composition.
Keigo Hirakawa moved to Dayton from the East Coast in 2010. He came here for the job at UD, but he also came here for the music.
I'm driving to a gig and I solve some equations. I have to pull over and write those solutions down so I can remember it for the next day. So it's constantly intertwined. They don't intersect, but they're intertwined.
Hirakawa's work in image processing is part of a major research initiative at the University of Dayton. And as a musician, he has all the tools, a big brain command of the keyboard and the kind of lyrical grace that separates virtuosos from the rest of the pack. Even though it can be tough to break into the jazz market, he's busy, gigging three times a week in Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton. He released his debut CD late last year featuring bassist Eddie Brookshire and drummer Fenton Sparks, and the trio just finished an East Coast tour last month. This is Hirakawa on his grand piano at home. And home is another story. Hirakawa's wife, Wenbi, is an accomplished classical violinist and a material science engineer with a deep resume of her own. She's put her career and musical interests on hold to support his career.
When you start dating and you get married, your spouse's goals become your own.
She's the one doing a lot of the work at home to raise their three young sons.
As much time as I put into being a stay-at-home mom now is to accomplish our combined goals of him being a good professor or hopefully making it as a jazz pianist. But it's hard because I have to be realistic about how much time things actually do take. It takes time to practice. It takes time to study and work, and to just clean the house and the endless laundry and to feed the kids yet again. I think I just have to have faith that it'll work out in the end.
Keigo sees his ultimate goal in music the same way he sees his career at the University of Dayton. He wants to leave a mark.
I had an advisor during my postdoc, Professor Xiaoli Meng at Harvard. He had a way of saying that if you want to make impact in the world, in research, you want to be that person that writes the first chapter of the book or the last chapter of the book, meaning the first chapter would open up the entire field because your work is seminal, or that you provide that last final chapter that says this is the definitive work in this area. That's the kind of mark that you have to hit. And I think there's a lot of similarity between that and music.
Culture Couch on WYSO. I'm Dave Barber.
Culture Couch is our series about arts and creativity in the Miami Valley. For photos, a video of Keigo playing the piano, and more, go to WYSO.org.